Hey, what's going on, everybody? I wanted to start this off by giving you fair warning. I edited the shit out of this episode. As I've been doing lately, I've had to break this up in a couple of days while I'm recording. So I want to apologize for some edits and shit like that. Also, at the end of this, I didn't do one song. I did three songs from DJ Clue. I found a CD that I used to play in my car while I'd be driving around. DJ Clue was a DJ that would put out, well, obviously he'd put out music, but he would get rappers to give them songs in advance before they would be released officially. Well, they would say, oh, it got accidentally released or whatever, you know, but they would get it out there, or they would do freestyles for him, and DJ Clue would put out so many fucking CDs of really good music. So, you know, I know it's like over 30 years old, but I put three of them back to back. So that's what's there at the end, all right? I love you all. Enjoy the episode.
What's going on, everybody? It's time for another episode of Balloon Art Radio! What's going on, everybody? I don't have a lot of strength in my voice tonight. Very weird. I want to say happy Labor Day or happy post-Labor Day. I had a three-day weekend, which is, for me, unbelievable! I don't take three-day weekends. I usually work Saturday. I usually have a lot of side work. Then I normally never take off or have off for federal holidays, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? I took the whole three-day weekend, got paid on that Monday. I took off for my own personal shit because I just don't go. God damn, you want to hurry? Go. Shit, it's 12:30 in the morning. What are you in a hurry for? Some people are fucking idiots. And someone that I work with too. Now I want to know who drives that Ford Explorer, because I'm going to say you're a fucking idiot. Yeah, so I took off. I got paid for the federal holiday. I didn't have to use no personal time like in my previous jobs. My previous jobs where I was entertainment based. So I entertainment-based places, they're open on the holidays. That's their big moneymaker days. So I always worked. And if I did take off, I would have to use PTO, paid time off. So it was just refreshing. I still haven't done anything in my personal business because, honestly, it's been very slow. You know, I'm figuring, as I'm looking at the numbers, I'm wasting gas and time going around for places I really don't have to go to. So I took some off, as far as some time off, and you know, I'll check them up on the end of the week. Wow, I can't talk today. This is gonna be rough. I'm not even high or anything. I'm a little bit tired though. This is what's weird. I took the whole weekend off, 3-day weekend. I did nothing. I really did nothing. I chilled. We hung out at night. We did a little fire pit. Made some s'mores with the kids. That was it. I didn't even do much. Didn't take the kids out. Didn't do anything. I didn't go out. I mean, my wife works on weekends anyway, but, you know, we really didn't do much. I barbecued on Sunday and Monday. Hung out with my mother-in-law. We had, like, yesterday for the Labor Day actual day, I made steaks, I made ribeyes and sirloin steaks, and also, well, I did a surf and turf, so that was my turf, and then for the surf, I made a kind of like a clam bake. I just put clams, mussels, shrimp, snow crabs, and scallops, and I steamed them all up really nice with salt, like a salt water base, and it was delicious, man. It was excellent. I did that. I did burgers and dogs on Sunday. Saturday with a pizza. I mean, that was like the majority of like the big shit that I did over the weekend. I cut some wood. I did the grass. Yeah, I did nothing. Like I said, I really didn't do much, which is rare for me. But the problem is today is on Tuesday. I'm more tired. Like, my body's just like, man, I don't want to do nothing. Man, I want to sleep some more. I got plenty of sleep. That's something, that's a commodity that I don't get to enjoy. I don't get to experience a lot of sleep and rest as of late. But I did this weekend, and then today, I don't even want to go to work. I'm like, I'm too tired. I'm too sleepy. It's like, fuck, man. That's what it is. A body in motion stays in motion. A body at rest stays at rest. And you know what? My body wanted to do that resting, but, you know, I have to get up and going. Got work to do. Got shit to do. So, you know, now it's time to start up busting ass. The only thing I'm considering is really, really taking more time off on my personal business, which doesn't make sense to some people. It's like, well, that's your business, you know, that's your livelihood. And for me, it's not, it's my part-time. And it's getting worse and worse as far as my income. Like, I hate going into Brooklyn and Queens, and it just doesn't seem like it's worth it anymore, you know? Like, I don't know, I'm considering selling my business, or at least half of my business, and leaving the other half. I still gotta, like, go through my numbers and just make sure. There's a certain amount that I gotta make during the day. Not that I have to, but if I do, then I'll be more than okay. So that's kind of what I'm crunching right now. But honestly, I haven't even thought about it. Like, I haven't thought about it. The thing is that this evening job, I make so much money as far as, yeah, well, as far as how much I get paid, obviously, you know, that's why I was Mr. Blownouts. But yeah, I make so much that, and it's easier. Why am I going to bust my ass on my personal business? Like, there's no need for it. There really is no need for it. So it's just things that I'm weighing up in the air. We really can't do this without some Matty Joanna. Hey, everybody! It's Blue Knot Radio time! Let's get the smoke on! Actually, I did work on something this weekend. I forgot. It's really, really tough since I don't have a big audience to promote. I had a really large Twitter account, and then that got shit canned. Like, it's permanent suspended. I just found out for sure, permanently suspended. I made like two or three appeals. They don't give a shit, you know, for saying whore. Not calling anyone whore, for saying whore. So now I'm just trying to figure things out. I have my backup account, which is Blue Knot Show. I wanted to keep that just for this podcast, for this one personally. What did I work on this weekend? Well, I worked on the website, blueknotradio.com. I purchased the domain last year, last January. I started making a website, didn't finish it, never really did it. But I did do it this past weekend. I have it up. It's just bare minimum, just, you know, hey, Blue Knot Radio episodes, blah, blah, blah. And then I added, well, my new partner, my new sponsorship. It's going to be a new network. It's called PABS, P-A-B-S, Party and Bullshit. I mean, what's better than that? If I was going to make a network modeled after this radio show, this podcast rather, it'd be party and bullshit. I mean, it really is. So we're going to be making a network for like-minded podcasts. You know, so many people are out there that they make podcasts, but they don't know how to distribute it. They don't know how to even edit it and put it together. There's a lot of people out there that are really raunchy, get kicked off other networks. They have no home. They have no way to promote. So, you know, I'm in the same boat. So let's put together a network of like-minded podcasts and entertainment shows. And, you know, let's do it. Why not? One thing this show is lacking is a video element. I mean, I've said it before. The reason why is because I got to stay anonymous. Obviously, working for a corporation and shit, I really can't be so poignant. I can't be so poignant, especially that my company makes COVID tests. I really can't be talking shit about it. So, you know, that's why I got to be anonymous. Plain and simple. There's a lot of other people that are entertaining, but they have to be anonymous because they don't want to fuck up their day job. They want to fuck up their livelihood. This show is not my livelihood. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I'm going to need like 10 times more. Yeah, I need to grow this 10 times more, tenfold easy, which is a lot. You know, you're going from 100 to 1,000 listeners. And I just don't have that outlet. I don't have that promotion. The only thing I have is other people to help share my shit. I mean, part of it's because I don't want to be on Facebook. You know, I'm hoping that one day one of the fans make a fan page for the Blue Knot Radio Show. That'd be cool because I'm not going to sign up on there. So if someone wants to run a Blue Knot Radio Show Facebook fan page, you know, hit me up. Hit me up and at the Blue Knot Radio at gmail.com, blueknotradio@gmail.com, or blueknotradio@protonmail.com. I have both of them. Hit me up with your email address and that you're interested in making a Facebook fan page. And, you know, maybe we could work something out, you know, where, you know, it's not much, just adding some bullshit and, you know, getting it started, really. You might want to do a little bit of promotions and shit. You know, maybe you could work something out with some kind of payment method. Maybe, you know, I have a piece of some PAPS token. I can give you some. I don't have any now. Yes, it was created. The PAPS token was created on both Ethereum and Waves to make life easier. And I am discussing what type of blockchain algorithm we want to permanently move to. You know, I'm, you know, I like POS, POW, algorithmic blockchains. I'm not too big on masternodes because what would I need a masternode for? Unless I try to do some of that privacy token shit, some privacy coins. You know, if I want to be a total fuck you to the system, then making a privacy coin rather on a blockchain would be advantageous for the brand. So that's what we're considering. The only thing is going to take a lot more developing. I can do a simple POW POS coin even with masternodes. I could do that. The rest is going to be a little bit tough. You know, I mean, I could do simple updates, of course, when needed. I've gotten, I don't want to say that good, but I've gotten to that point with simple coding and shit. And I call it simple because I can do it. If I could do it, it's simple. Because when it comes to this shit, I'm a dummy. You know, yes, engineering-wise, you know, listen, I can look at something and tell you if it's structurally sound. I can tell you if something is electrically sound, electronically sound. Like, I could do that shit. But coding, oh, man, I'm a dummy. I'm a dummy. Maybe it's because I got more patience now and more knowledge. Maybe I'm smarter now than when I was younger. But when I was younger, I wanted to do it, and I couldn't grasp it. I couldn't grasp it for shit. So, also, nowadays, there's a lot of help. There's a lot of tutorials. In my day, there was no YouTube. There wasn't people out there with their own web pages showing you how to do it. There was no way freely to do it unless you're going to pick up a magazine or a book and start, like, reading, like, Coding for Dummies, something like that. It was rough. You know, it was rough. Now it's a little bit more easier. So that's why I say it's easy, because if I can do it, it's easy. I'm a dummy when it comes to that shit. So that's where we're at with all this. It's just all new and just all started. I mean, I'm going to be doing the bulk of the promotions. I have one person helping with some design and some back-end coding. That's really about it. If I need anything special, he's there to help me. Anything to make sure my shit is not buggy and I don't have no problems. He's there for that. But at the moment, you know, I'm a one-man gang, which is all right, which is okay. I'm looking forward to it. You know, unlike a lot of other projects, it's all speculative. Oh, we're going to be the next Bitcoin. Oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Plain and simple, PAPS, it's going to be a network. First, it's going to be a channel. Maybe in a few months, I'm going to change from the Blue Knot Radio Show podcast channel. I'm going to go to a Party and Bullshit, a PAPS channel. I'm still thinking about it, still whirling all that shit around. I know this is boring, but this is just what's coming up in the future. Maybe advertising PAPS might be better than Blue Knot Radio Show. I don't know. I don't know yet. You know, I don't know. I didn't get any, I don't get much input from you people when it comes to this shit. So, you know, you're all pretty happy with it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anymore. All I know is that I'm trying to do things, trying to make this brand better, and the more listeners, the better, obviously, and that's just because so I can afford a fucking studio. You want a visual element? You want to see this shit visually? I mean, for real. You want to see me do drugs and have hookers and strippers on? Fucking go get some of that PAPS. I'll buy fucking drugs, strippers. I'll get me a little studio. I'll rent a room and friggin' do the first one just to show you how it'd be. It'd be nuts. It'd be fun. I think it'd be fun. Of course I would think it'd be fun. It's me. Of course. Anything I do, of course I think it's going to be fun. Stupid. But enough of this nonsense. Enough of this promotion and bullshit. You guys probably get enough from other stuff as far as commercials and shit like that. Even though this is for myself, it's still, I know, commercial bullshit. So let's get this party rolling. I hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. I hope you all weren't tax slaves the whole entire weekend. Got to enjoy some time off. I mean, I don't even know how it is in this COVID fucking world that we're in. I don't know if people are working. I don't know nothing. Everyone that I deal with day to day, everyone works. My wife works. My mother-in-law works. My in-laws work. My sister and brother-in-law works. I think my mom works. Both my parents might be a little bit more retired. I don't know, but I know my mom does some side hustle shit. I know my sister works. I mean, I don't give a shit about her, but I know she works. On the most part, I know I have one very close friend that's not working because he's making $1,100 a week doing unemployment. So he's just one of those people. He's just going to get as much as he can till January, and then when shit fucking hits the fan, he's going to deal with it then. I tried to get him on board in my company. I could have got him a job. He didn't want to, even though it was good money. He'd be making pretty close to that $1,100. Not really, because that's non-taxable shit. Yeah, no, but still though, it's a good paying job with not a lot of work, you know. It's a lot of downtime. He would have loved it, but you know, he wants to collect unemployment, you know. I don't expect much more from Puerto Ricans. That's what you get, but I love him dearly. So hey, good for you, man. Good for you. Keep rolling, keep doing your shit. You know, but in January, when all that unemployment benefit stops, and then now you and everyone else is trying to get that job, and you're not getting it, you're going to think back, fuck, why didn't I do that 4 or 5 months ago? That's what everything. So, come on, people. Get your shit together, you know what I mean? But, again, I don't know what's going on out there. To me, everyone's working, but I guess not. So, I don't know. Let's take another hit. I have so much work that I'm trying to do less work. Woo! Don't get off. Woo! Till you cough. Although maybe it's just my throat and lungs starting to get a little scratchy. That happens at times. I have to change to a vaporizer, or I got to change my pipe. You change that pipe to one of those cooling, smoke cooling pipes, rather. Like that Tommy Chong guy, he's got one from Cheech and Chong. Tommy Chong, damn, I'm dating myself. That was kind of before my time, but, you know, when I was young, I listened to them. But Tommy Chong's got this nice pipe that cools the smoke, less coughing. So maybe that's what I have to get. That might be my next purchase, a smoke cooling pipe. I have a PAX, a PAX flower bud vaporizer. I know I have it. It's there. I don't know. I can't find the friggin' charger, but it's also the first version. It's one of those things. I mean, it works. All right, I'll keep using it until it stops working. But it had like a 5-year warranty, and I haven't used it in the last 3 years, so it should be good, right? Unless the batteries are all corroded. Maybe. I'm going to have to check, see if I can recharge it. If not, then I'm going to buy a new one. If the smoke cooling pipe doesn't work too well. But this coughing is like, it's not coughing because I'm getting off. This is coughing because my throat is friggin', is reacting to it. Oh no, I got the throat cancer. I'm the first person to get throat cancer from weed. Imagine. Fuck, I don't want to be in the history books for that. That'd be sucky. Mulan. Oh, hey, Muyan. Isn't that like a bat? Isn't that a curse word? Like, Muyan, when I was young. It's like the Italians would call the friggin' black people, you know, instead of call them the N-word, the big capital no-no word, the big nigga word. They'd call them fucking moolies. You fucking moolie. And that was like, you know, derogatory for the black people. You Muyan, you moolie. Oh my gosh, I remember Italian people calling people moolies all the time. Oh, you fucking moolie. And black people didn't like that at all. Not one bit. But now they have this, wasn't it a cartoon at one time? Mulan, see, I moved on. Even, like, luckily, my son number one, when he grew up, he might have watched a little bit of that Toy Story, maybe. He might have watched, I'm trying to think if he watched any of those other Disney movies. Not really. Like, I know we put some on. Like, I grew up with Disney movies, but that's because there wasn't much anything else, you know? It was like Disney, like Looney Tunes, Disney, Hanna-Barbera, and Go Fuck Your Mother. Like, that's all it was, you know? Go fuck yourself. That was it, if you want to watch cartoons. If you don't want to watch those, go fuck yourself. That's basically what it was. So, my oldest, number one, he really didn't watch that shit, so I do remember Mulan being like some kind of fucking cartoon, right? So now they got this movie, which looks pretty good. Don't get me wrong. I seen some of the promos when I turned on my Fire Stick the other day. I turned on my Fire Stick. I put on something, and that's what came on a commercial or promo or some shit. I don't know. I just remember seeing it and being like, oh, that looks nice. Oh, you know what? No, you know what? I'm wrong about that. I was probably watching some sports because I'm like, what else was I watching TV on? That's right. When I was, I did watch some sports, some basketball and shit. So that's probably where I seen it. And it looks good, that Mulan and shit. But then of course, there's always controversy. No matter what, someone's going to get butthurt out there. It's a fucking sport. How quick can someone be butthurt, and how many people can join it first and shit? You know, it's like people want to be like upset with things, but they only want to do it in small crowds. When it gets too many people, they're like, oh, this ain't cool no more. Move on. Like, I don't fucking get it, man. I have such a headache with the internet. It's like not even funny. Like,
pardon the interruption. I had a huge coughing fit, and I was like coughing and gagging and shit. So I had to edit it, and I just couldn't make it, you know, sound okay by squeezing everything together. So stupid me had to do this. Hi guys. Bye.
So this movie, this Mulan movie, they're hating on it. What are they hating on it for? Oh, not because it's not racially insensitive. It's none of that. It's because where it was filmed. It was filmed in a place in China. Even though this is supposed to take place in China, right? Or like a long time ago, Asia or some shit like that, right? Not to be rude, you know, I don't fucking know my Asian history. I know China's been around forever, and I know Japan got friggin' nuked by two nuke bombs, and I know Mongolians, Genghis Khan, right? Is Genghis or Genghis Khan's? Like, the Khans friggin' have like 10% of their DNA in all the population. I know that much about Asia, you know, and obviously I know that there's other countries, but, you know, as far as the history, I don't know, Dick. I know Vietnam was a lost war for America because that was some guerrilla warfare shit that it just proves guerrilla warfare is impossible to fucking beat, or almost impossible. Let's say almost impossible. So what's the problem with filming in China? Oh, well, it was in this one province that had tax cuts, and it was something about the labor or something like that. Like, it's fucking China. Who fucking... I mean, anyway, who fucking cares anyway? Regardless of where they fucking filmed it, because, you know, they're trying to maybe get the most out of their production, you know? It's like, you want to have some good special effects, but this is our budget. So how can we have good special effects? Oh, we can do it this part of China. And it's China, so it looks authentic. Like, I just don't get it. People are just fucking annoying. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. Why do people care? Like, why is this a thing? There's real problems on this fucking planet. Real fucking problems. Oh, Mulan, all the fucking Moolies. It's not even about fucking Moolies. It's about some chick, Mulan, which I don't know if that's her name. I know nothing about this. I'm just talking about it in my fucking ass. But some fucking Asian chick who fucking turns out to be a badass fucking, like, ninja, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon warrior, right? Something like that. Like, the ultimate. I don't know if that's a compliment. I don't know what I'm talking about. But one thing's for sure, she's badass and she could take on everyone, like, you know, like, she's like Neo from the Matrix and shit, but she's like got that kung fu fucking power and shit. Again, I don't know if kung fu is what they're using. I don't know if it's ninjutsu. I don't know. And I don't even know if ninjutsu is a real thing. When I was young, you know, when I was young in the 80s, it's like, you know, it was just getting over the Bruce Lee shit, but it was about the ninjas. Oh, man. And if you told someone that you had, like, you were, like, a ninja and, you know, like, it'd be Halloween and shit, and you'd be, like, a ninja, and then you can get, like, Chinese stars on the back of fucking comic book. You could get, there was ads in the back of comic books and certain magazines, because, you know, back then magazines was basically a website. Here's your website for the next month. Have fun. You know, if there was a couple of broads in a bikini, you could fucking jerk off and shit. That was your porno when you were a kid. That's it. So, on the back of these comic book, or, like, even just a, I don't remember, even, like, there was the Black Belt fucking magazine. I remember the Black Belt magazine. And in the back pages, in the advertisements, you can get yourself friggin' Chinese stars, which was a must. If you were going to be a ninja, you needed to have some of them fucking Chinese stars. You need fucking nunchucks, you know? Never mind, if you're going to use nunchucks, you're going to fucking hit yourself in the fucking head. You know, I can't tell you how many times I grabbed real nunchucks and was trying to do that shit, like that in between the arms and shit, and you lump yourself in the head. I must have gave myself so many fucking concussions trying to be a ninja and shit. The only part of the ninja I could do is wear the black outfit and black everything out and then, like, hide in a bush that's black with no light. That was the only thing I could do as a ninja when I was young. Oh, and I could throw some Chinese stars, just not too hard. I'd be able to, like, get it where I want to, but, you know, again, I'm a kid. How hard are you going to throw it? I wasn't going to do damage. Like, I remember being so mad at my friend for making fun of me and shit like that. Like, I took out the fucking, the nunchucks, and I'm like, you know, really sloppily and shit. And then he just throws, like, a weak-ass roundhouse kick and just knocks everything out of my hand. I was so mad that I think I took a few steps back. I pulled out my Chinese star, which took like more than a split second because it was inside my friggin' fake black belt. Like, it was a black belt, but I didn't earn no black belt. Like, I hit it in between that knot and shit like that. And I pull it out, And fucking, it took forever, so he could have pummeled me there. And then I threw it at him. I threw a Chinese star at someone. Now, I was a dick when I was young. I was an asshole. So, you know, the moniker, Mr. Balloon Knots, just being an asshole, just that fits me. I mean, I shot a kid in the head with a high-powered fucking BB that to this day has a mark above his eyebrow, and he remembers me to this day. He doesn't want to remember me, but he remembers me to this day where he got that. I shot him in his own house with a fucking BB gun and shit. It was a pump one, too. I pumped the shit out of that. So, yeah, so me throwing a Chinese star at someone, fucking, yeah. It bounced off him. It bounced off him. What kind of fucking ninja? Got a ninjutsu. And he's like, yeah, ninjutsu my ass. Now, luckily, I could fight. He wasn't going to come and, like, friggin', you know, step up. It wasn't that situation, but it's just the point that, oh, I know ninjutsu. Yeah, do you? You fucking moron stupid. Come over here. Come over here. That was a sure fucking sign that you could beat someone's ass. Oh, I'm a ninja. So, yeah, you can go on the back of these fucking catalogs. You able to get that, nunchucks. But I also lived in New York. You could just go to, like, whatever. Like, we had bodegas. I didn't know, like, the Chinese markets, they were like Sun Stars or some shit like that. They're all like, you know, Son of the Horizon or some shit like that. Or, you know, Sunset Over the Orient. Some shit like that. There was these little markets. And you go in there and you can get yourself some fucking nunchucks. That's where I think I got my nunchuck. But I got my shooting stars, my throwing Chinese stars, my ninja stars. They are Chinese throwing stars, right? Yeah. I got those from the back of a magazine and shit. Some fucking crazy shit, man. But yeah, so isn't that what some of that Mulan shit is? That chick, right? She could beat some ass. Like, she just got some special ninjutsu fucking powers or ancient Chinese secret samurai fucking shit without the samurai fucking get up. I don't know. But people are all upset about this. Why does anyone care about fucking a Disney movie? Listen, if it's not peddling pedophilia, who fucking cares? I don't fucking care. And I know those fucking people that's upset with it will somehow connect the dots and be like, look, see, it's pedophilia. Now you gotta be mad at it. Nah, fuck you. I don't see it. I don't fucking see it. I'm not saying that Disney ain't no part of some pedophilia shit. I'm sure they are with some elite fucking backroom politician fucking something. Because I think every lifelong politician that's been in politics for a long time, all these super rich people, and even these, I'll say a good portion of the actors and actresses, they know what's up. They know something. There's some pedophilia and sex, oh my God, I can't even say it. Sex trading shit going on. There is. You're not going to ever change my mind on this. There's just too many coincidences and too many things that point in that direction, but it all gets silenced online. But people be talking about it, you know? I've been hearing about it for years. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Plain and simple. Let's take this hit. I want to hear some unsafe shit. Friday before we went away for the 3-day weekend, one of the buildings, my company has 4 buildings all like next to each other. They're small buildings. But it's like, you know, this like little, it's like a block. It's like this in the industrial park. It's its own like little thing. There's one way in, one way out. And there's like 4 buildings. And they're all separated with the labs and the warehouse part and the assembly part. And then the offices and the shop area and shit. It's all separate, right? So one of the buildings where the labs are, where the pilot labs are and where solutions and where they produce a lot of shit with chemicals and stuff, the fire alarm goes off. The fire alarm goes off. False alarm. The central station, the monitoring people that monitor that shit, they don't see no fire alarm, no nothing coming in. They see nothing. And like no signal. Like that, how unsafe is that? They're getting a fire alarm and your central station doesn't see it. You don't have an alarm going off. And then I put the phone up. Then why is this ringing going ring, 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 ring? It's like an old bell. Our fire alarm is like an old bell. Like it's a crazy thing like that, right? And they're like, oh, that's weird. You got to shorten the system. Well, we came to the conclusion there's a short in the system when I walked around. You know, I have the fucking guts and the balls or the stupidity to walk around this to see if I smell anything. Now, the thing is that our fire alarms are not smoke detectors. They are infrared. They're looking for heat signatures. And in the zone that it happened, there was no heat. It was actually cold in those fucking rooms. So there's a short. Now, that was Friday. I put it on silence, and it's out of my hands. Told all the big bosses, all that shit. You guys got to take care of it. Today's Tuesday night. Guess what's still going on? The fire alarm's still going on and silent. So, if there was really a fire, we wouldn't get a fire alarm. No one would know nothing. And, yeah, how unsafe is that? Especially in a place where I work, where there's chemicals and shit like that. Nothing like... I don't think nothing that could explode in a fire burst or anything like that. I don't think so, but I don't know because I'm not a chemist. I'm not a nerd that knows about these fucking things, so I don't fucking know. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, I've seen some cabinets that has things that I could probably start a fucking small war with. I could definitely start some plague shit. You know, there's some freezers that got some of that fucking crazy, like, bubonic plague shit, you know what I mean? Like, some crazy shit. Some, like, I can cause an outbreak of hepatitis. I can cause an outbreak of COVID. I don't want to do that because I'm done wearing all these masks and all that shit. But, you know, there is some reason for concern. You know, I know, like, oh, here it is, Mr. Flip-Flop. The Flip-Flop Kid. The Flip-Flop King. No, I like the Flip-Flop Kid. Yeah, there's some concern. I mean, you don't want to get it. Let's put it that way. Even asymptomatically, you kind of don't want to get something that was manipulated in a lab, okay? You just don't want it. You know, there's some people out there that had no signs of being sick, but now they have, like, inflammation in their lungs and friggin', you know, some kind of heart problems and shit. Like, I don't know what it is, but there's some creepy shit going on with this. So I don't want it. I don't want it. I mean, you know, I'll forget my mask. If people stop wearing masks, I'll forget it. You know, I'll deal with it. I know that there's been a little resurgence in people getting the COVID, but the death numbers are way low. Like, the death numbers did not go up. So the people that friggin' died of it, they died. You know, people that are going to die of it, they're goners, I guess. You know, not to be insensitive or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I'm stupid. So, yeah, fuck that Mulan shit. And fuck, yeah, people that don't care about my safety. Actually, it's not my building, so I don't fucking care. Most of the time, I spend my time in my shop. And guess what works there? My fire alarm works there, so I don't give a flying fuck. Hey, if you smell smoke, run. That's what I say. Someone in my family sent a picture in a, you know, some group text of a baby that's like, you know, their in-laws baby, really, you know? And I hate to say it, but not all fucking babies are cute. Some fucking babies are just ugly. Like, babies are supposed to be fucking adorable, cute as fucking a button, because I think Mother Nature made it that way so you don't kill your offspring, you know? And, like, you know, just not for nothing. If I see, like, a puppy or a kitty cat or a baby, I don't want to harm it. I want to protect it. I don't want it to be hurt or anything because they're so fucking cute. They're so fucking cute. Oh, this is so cute, so adorable. Babies are supposed to be the same way, but some babies, and I'm not saying newborns, all newborns are precious, and there's something there that triggers you into nurturing and protecting it, but like, let's say one or two, they're not toddlers, they're still considered kind of babies, you know, they're like, you know, a little bit older babies, right, or is that toddlers, I don't even know, if they're walking, they're toddlers, you know, well, Whatever, man. I'm just saying not all babies are fucking cute. Not all babies are adorable. This fucking baby. I'm sorry, man. This baby looked like a mongoloid. I'm sorry, man. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't answer. Like, I didn't answer. I'm just going to pretend I'm too busy to, and I forgot to answer. That's one ugly fucking baby. How do you don't tell people, though, that your baby's ugly. You know, and I know to themselves, like, the parents are like, oh, that's the cutest thing in the world. But I got to tell you something. That baby, I'm sorry, not all babies are fucking cute. Not all babies are adorable. Some of them are actually really fucking butt ugly. You know, and that just shows the genes. It's like, man, if you can't even produce cute fucking babies, then why are you friggin'... why is the genes going on? Like, you know, we nipped that in the bud in the last 100 fucking years. Have you looked at pictures of people 100 years ago? God damn, they were butt ugly. Butt ugly. Guys especially. Guys are looking better and better in a sense. Like, if guys take care of themselves, you know, Americans, 70% of us are over fucking weight. So if we got into a little bit of shape, trimmed your fucking beards and shit like that, you know, look presentable. A lot of us are fucking in good shape, especially women. Like, women, the numbers of hotness on women's has gone up. The only thing I'm wary of is the fake shit when you're friggin' putting on that makeup, when you're putting on that clown face and shit, and you're hiding that butt ugliness. Sometimes we got a problem there. You know, some guys never see their ladies without that fucking face. You know what I mean? That's kind of scary because, you know, hey, I've said it before. I'll say it again. You know, I have some friends that, you know, their wives look good, you know, with a face on, but I've seen it without that fucking face. And let me tell you something. Without that fucking makeup, some of them are like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, to each his own. I mean, you know, like, I love my wife. I'm sure some people look at my wife and be like, oh, shit, yuck. You know, I don't know, you know. But a lot of the times, you know, I'm not even looking at even my wife's own face. Like, I'd be looking in a crowd and be like, oh, shit, nice ass and legs. Nice legs and ass. And then I look up, it's my wife. I'm like, oh, all right. All right. I get all happy and shit. I'm like, all right. That's why I married it. I love that fucking ass and those fucking legs. Amazing. babe, I love you. But yeah, some babies, I don't know. But like I said, look, 100 years ago, there was a lot more butt ugly people. Like, there was some scraggly looking motherfuckers. Oh, no, there's a cop behind me. So there was like a scraggly motherfucker, you know, back in the days and shit. This cop is going to pull me over. And, you know, scraggly people fucking, ugh, you know, back 100 years ago, like in group, like in unison and shit like that. But now, you know, more people are better looking and shit like that. You know, more people are, in general, there's a lot more better looking people, especially with women, you know, and that even the guys, you know, as long as guys can friggin' keep themselves together, as long as they can keep themselves together, they're all right. Oh, shit. Oh, the cop's just going my way. Are you going to go my way? He almost crashed, but he just ran red lights and shit like that. Sometimes I get scared because, you know, I got that butt in my hand and shit. But, you know, if they run plates, then you can run the plates. Everything is good and shit. And I got get-out-of-jail-free cards. But when it comes to, like, you know, you're smoking and driving, that's kind of considered drinking and driving for most people. Most people can't handle it. Professionals like me that's been smoking for, like, 25 fucking years, you know what? You know, whatever, 20... we'll say 20 years, a little bit more, 23 years, okay. People that's been smoking for 22 years like myself, we're professionals, like this shit. Yeah, all I'm doing is just friggin' help ease all my friggin' my pains in my back, in my hip and shit. That's all I'm really doing is alleviating that shit. So speaking of which, hey, copper. Well, that segment got fucking ruined. Thanks, cops. Fucking ruin everything, right? Fucking cops. Fuck you, cops, right? In the words of NWA. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck them. ruin my whole segment on friggin' ugly babies and ugly people and how we're looking better now. Because, you know, back then, you're just fucking, you know, a lot of people are so butt that you found someone that's going to fucking sex you. It's like, oh, I'm marrying you. That's it. Ha-ha. And then they have kids and then more butt people. But then, you know, once in a while, a nice one pops up. One of the litter, you know, because Mother Nature knows that it has to do something. Mother Nature's like, oh, we got to make one of these five kids good looking and shit, you know. And then that happens and then that happens. And then, you know, 100 years later, we got a lot more cuties out there. So, yeah, but not all babies are fucking cute or adorable. Ugh, this one. Oh, my gosh. There's a family of fucking raccoons. A family of raccoons running from this guy's backyard. Fuck that. That's nasty. Some people are like, oh, raccoons are so cute. Fuck those things. Those things are vicious and disgusting. Fuck them. Oversized vermins, right? Aren't they some type of fucking vermin? Like some kind of in the rat family, like possums or some shit like that? I don't know. What do I know? Don't forget, I'm stupid, so I don't research nothing that we talk about. If I had maybe a studio, and then I'd get some drugs and strippers and some people in there, then I could just ask someone and they can Google it for me, and I'd have an answer for you already, and then I can talk about that a little bit more. Then again, who wants to fucking hear? Actually, this is better off. Actually, this is better off. Fuck that shit. No one wants to hear about raccoons and shit. All right. If you guys have been paying attention to how I've been doing the show lately, I've been breaking it up in parts and in different days. So if the background seemed to change a little bit, that's because, yeah, it's a different day. Oh, it's rough, man. It's rough. Solo talking and not really paying attention to what's going on and trying to have things to talk about and riff on, trying to make you laugh. My whole point is trying to make y'all laugh. That's it. That's my whole goal. That's my whole goal. Get one or two laughs, if not more. And I feel good. I feel good. All right. We haven't played this in a long time. Ready? Guess the state! Guess the state! Woo! All right. Man charged with giving an alligator tranquilizers to put it to sleep and then rape it. Then rape it! Why the fuck do you want to rape a fucking an alligator, crocodile, any kind of fucking thing that's not... Well, first off, why do you want to rape anything? Why do you want to take fucking... Maybe you just wanted to have sex. And maybe, you know, the alligator was a willing participant, but, you know, wouldn't fit in the hole and shit. So he had to drug the alligator to slide it in. Because there can't be no moisture there. That's got to be the worst. How the fuck do alligators have sex? It's got to be the worst fucking thing. It seems like... Let me think. Yeah, probably alligator's got to be the worst fucking, like... sexual experience out of all the fucking animals, you know, like alligator on alligator and shit. And it's got to be horrible as a person. Like, what kind of person looks at an alligator and be like, I gotta have sex with that? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Only guess where? Oh, this could only be in one place. It's not Alabama and it's not Mississippi, because I know some of you people are like, well, you know, some of that Louisiana, not Mississippi, I'm sorry, Louisiana, some of that Louisiana people, that back folks, maybe they got some of that crazy alligator fucking itch. Nope. Ah! It's always, always fucking Florida. I know. I wanted to give a benefit of the doubt. I wanted to give Florida the benefit of the doubt. I really do. I really did, but nope. Ah, wrong. Wrong again. Or right again. If you guess like me, like the answer is always going to be Florida, but you know, sometimes it's not. But Florida. Imagine that shit. Imagine I'm going to tranquilize that alligator, put him out, and I'm going to stick my dick in it. What the fuck? That guy shouldn't be put in jail. He should be put into a mental institution. That's where he belongs. That's where a lot of those people fucking belong. Or shot, but, you know, I mean, whatever. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't want to pay. That's why we need, like, a fucking prison island. like an island where all the kooks and crazy people go and all that shit. And, you know, everyone in the world just fucking parachutes fucking food in once in a while and just let it go. Just let it go. Let the prisoners just take care of each other. I don't give a shit. I don't know. I mean, it's a touchy situation. But crazy like that? Nah, we don't need that shit. We don't need that crazy stuff swimming in the pool of fucking people with the rest of us. We definitely don't. Definitely don't. Let's take this hit. Fuck. I had to edit out some coughs. Oh, fuck. That one got me good. In my area, my... Oh, is that a cop? No. A cop again? Oh, my God. No. Oh, yeah, it is. All right, but he's just flying by me. Hi, copper! I like the fucking wave. I like to wave when they can't see me. It's fucking a quarter to one at night. They can't see me. So my county, Eastern Long Island, Suffolk, kids went to school. My little guy's going to school full-time. The high school was in. I was driving by the high school because I had to go to the post office. The post office? How do you say that? The post office. And it was just nice to see the high school full of cars. Like, there was so many cars, you know? And, you know, all the faculty and teachers, they're all there and shit like that. It was just nice to see it finally full. I haven't seen it since March like that. It's just been dead. And I was going to take a picture, but then realized what I was doing. And I'm like, oh, shit, I can't take a picture of the high school with high school kids. Like, it's the first day of school, you know? So, like, you know. All right, let me be careful. I can't be taking pictures. You know, I was being innocent. I was going to just take pictures of the parking lot. But, you know, the kids were out. So I'm like, oh, shit. I'm not that type of creep. I'm a take upskirt pictures of your mom type of creep. If she's on the 42. I'm that type of creep. But I ain't no creep of taking pictures of, like, you know. We'll just say high school kids. I don't even want to say gals. But now imagine, people, a lot of you are like around my age. First day of school was special. It was special. You put on like your best threads. Like you put on the shit that, you know, that's going to pull in that pussy. Being a gal, you're going to put on some shit that's going to make an impression of that guy that makes your cooter fucking wet. You know, and I'm looking and there's like, I'm not looking, but you know what drives me fucking crazy, right? The fucking slippers and the socks on. First day of school, slippers and socks. Imagine that shit when you were young. First day of school, high school no less. Middle school, I can see not giving a fuck. High school, the gals too? Come on, man. All the gals better be tanned up, fucking putting on those short skirts. And fucking whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not looking. I'm just saying that's what high school first day of school, I remember. All the gals just getting down and sexied up. And this is back in the day when it was hard to fucking get sexied up. Nowadays, the clothes are made to be sexied up. You know what I mean? I can't imagine that shit. I mean, again, I'm not looking. Like, for me, I'm at that age that, like, under 21 is creepy. Like, really, really creepy. Under 21, under 22, that's now kind of creepy. Even looking and shit, like now I feel like, oh, I feel dirty and shit. You know, it's like, I don't be looking and shit. You know, but imagine that shit. God damn, slippers with socks on first day of school. Get the fuck out of here. Especially a lady, a young lady or you know, whatever. I don't even want to, because I don't want to put out the wrong impression, the wrong words. And be like, oh my God, Mr. Blue Knots is a fucking creepers. And it's like, yeah, not that type of creep. Like I said, I'll take an upskirt picture of your mom. I'm that type of creep. If she's on the 42. I mean, there's some, I don't know. I just know my wife's age. She's, you know, 42, and I'll take an upskirt of her. That shit is still nice. Like, really, really, really nice still. So, you know, that's nice, you know? So I just keep, and I'm not doxing her age, but I'm doxing her age. But yeah, I just blew my mind. But it was also, I was happy to see the schools packed. My little guy had his first day of school, but, you know, I kind of missed him going on the bus because I was sleeping. And then I had to go to work a little earlier today because I had to go to the post office. So I kind of missed him getting off the bus. So I kind of missed it all. I feel, you know, it kind of sucks. But I got to see what time he gets off the bus because I leave to work way earlier. You know, I just got to catch him before school. But, oh, man. I wonder if he kept the mask on the whole day. He's not that type of kid, you know. He's like, fuck the mask type of kid for an 8-year-old. He's just like, eh, you know. So my wife said he had a good day, so that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Son number one is his college. He goes to University of Farmingdale. And he's doing all online schools except one professor on Mondays want him to come in. Like 9 in the morning. He's the only one he's got to go in. All the rest is just online shit. But that's some shit. Like, thank the fucking Lord. I mean, it wouldn't matter if he was going up to Buffalo still. He wasn't going to be dorming. But, man, imagine that shit. Well, all right, it's a little different. In New York, there's, like, this program. It's, like, SUNY schools. And if you're a New York resident and you go to these SUNY schools, it's way cheaper. You're talking, like, 80, 60. Like, I forgot what Buffalo was. I think it was like 60 to 70, 80 a year, but my kid only was paying like 25, 30 because of that New York state program, the SUNY school thing. And there's a couple of colleges and universities that's in that program, Buffalo being that. I kind of wish my kid was still going there because I miss going up there, seeing Bitcoin Dude, kind of miss seeing him when I went up there. I had beers a few times with him and shit. I miss that. He's a good guy. And I kind of liked going up there in that summertime. It's beautiful up there, but fuck the winters. Go fuck your mother with that shit. Fuck that. But I'm also saying, oh, I'll go to Maine. But the reason why I'd go to Maine, though, there's the coast. Even though Maine is fucking freezing and shit, they're on the coast, on the water and shit, and I like the salt water and shit. So, like, that'd be my only trade-off if I had to go up north and shit. Besides the Finger Lakes regions of upstate New York. So this is like now my choices for life. Unless I win the lottery or some shit and I can win a ranch, buy a ranch somewhere in decent weather place. But that's never going to happen. So it's the Finger Lakes regions of New York. I prefer to buy a camp there, like a log cabin or some shit. But to me, that's a magical place. If you want to see a magical place in the Northeast, and there's a lot of those places, like up in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, there's some magical places up there, but there's something about the Finger Lakes regions that is just magical. Like, it's like something out of a storybook, out of a fairy tale and shit. Something about like old New England, old New York, like old Northeast fucking, I don't know, man. There's just an aura around those Finger Lakes regions. It's like magical to me. I love it up there. Stay on Long Island, you know, whatever, you know, even though I hate it, you know, it's not the worst. As far as weather-wise, it's fucking amazing, and, you know, we're on the water and shit, so, you know, or it's gonna be, like, Maine, because the wife's family is gonna be, like, there, and, you know, if I want her, you know, happy wife, happy life, I go up to Maine and shit, and go fucking boo fucking Stephen King. Well, at least I'll boo him with a social media friggin' talkings and shit. I'll congratulate him on all his books because I love him. I read his books and I love him. And I haven't read them all, but I'm trying. I love his early stuff. Well, I love all stuff, but his early stuff when he did cocaine and fucking booze all the time, those were interesting. Like Cujo, that motherfucking book was amazing. There was no chapters in it. It wasn't broken up. It was just one long story. Amazing. He doesn't remember writing it because he was fucking high on coke and drunk on booze fucking doing it. Oh, shit. I was just about to light up and there was a cop right there doing a Yui. All right. See you later, copper. That's some good shit, man. I tell you, that's some good stuff. Same shit I was smoking last week. The cereal and milk. Asshole. I had to do a little skip ahead there because I just coughed my brains out again. And no one needs to hear that. Like hearing a little bit, hearing me die and shit, that's okay, but the nasty fucking shit, no one needs to hear that. Sir coughs a lot. He's back. I've been smoking too much raw weed and shit, so I got to get to that vaping or quitting and shit. I'm not doing that Sober October. It's too nice. It's too perfect of a month for Sober October. Can't be no Sober November bullshit because, you know, we got Thanksgiving and bullshit, and we got too much fucking football. December, you know, the holiday season, everyone go suck dicks with that fucking shit. And then January, what, you don't think I'm going to ring in the new fucking year drinking some of that something? And then not to mention the Super Bowl. Oh, no, it's usually February. Yeah, but there's playoffs. What, I'm not going to drink beers? Get the fuck out of here. So, yeah, so February, the shortest month. Maybe I'll do the shortest month. That works. Like, I'll be in solidarity with the Black History Month and not fucking smoke weed or fucking drink. I'll leave all that excess to the black man and the black women's and shit. Yeah, you take my booze and fucking weeds and shit, but it only counts if I buy it and give it to them, right? Fuck that. You know, what is this, reparations? I don't owe you fucking shit. Get the fuck out of here. My parents were immigrants and I worked fucking hard. Get the fuck out of here. You know, reparations, suck dicks, suck dirty dicks at that. But hey, if you can get it, I'm for it too. Just don't bother me for it. The fuck? Why this guy cut me off? He just cut me off. Oh no, there's road work all the way on the other side. Let me fucking cut you off, you fucking schmuck. Let me see what you look like. Let me see what it looks like. Yeah, he's a pencil dick. Oh, he's definitely a pencil dick. He's definitely a schmuck pencil dick. Fuck you. All right, do I have to put gas in here? Nah, I'm good. I'm getting to that age where it's like under a half a tank. Nope, fill it up. I want that shit full at all times. So I have to admit something. I got a confession. Is there a song that goes like that? I don't know. Did I just make something up? Someone's going to make a confession song. It's going to be coming out tomorrow. Look out! So, you know how I feel about fucking cats and dogs, you know, fucking some, if they're pains in the asses, I don't like them. Cats, since they don't listen to you, fuck them. What kind of little fucking shit is that? Like, a fucking animal that fucking wants to eat you, but they can't, so they don't bother and shit, you know? They always sizing you up, they don't listen, fuck them. So, but anyway, I don't like to throw out food, like, you know, leftovers and shit like that. I hate it. I despise throwing food out. I can't do it. I try to eat everything. I try to make sure everyone's eating those leftovers. I bring extra food for the guys at work, you know, whatever. But sometimes, you know, I have a big steak or whatever and I don't finish it, or I have the bones or the leftovers and shit. And I don't like eating at work. You know, it's like, it's my time. If I'm going to take a half hour, an hour lunch, I don't want to be there. You know, I'd rather just chill in my car or go for whatever. You know, go somewhere. You know, I just don't want to be at work. You know, I got time. Let me take it away from this place. So I go, like, literally next door, like, the next plot of land after some trees and shit is my bank. My bank? Yeah, what are you fucking mixing and shit? The fuck? You stuttering fuck? So there's my bank, right? Ugh. And it's a big parking lot, so I go in the corner. And, you know, there's these, like, little makeshift cat houses, and there's feral cats, outdoor cats, whatever the fuck you call them. And they're all fat. People be feeding the fuck out of them. But, you know, I can't help myself, you know, like, I leave food for them also, you know. Like, I, you know, it's like, there you go, kitty cats. There you go. I mean, you know they can take care of themselves. They'll be, you know, fucking up all the birds and whatever. But, you know, I'd be feeding them and shit like that, you know, and I don't wish nothing bad on them, you know what I mean? Like, I hope they make it, and they look old. They've been making it through some winters, it looks like. So, you know, and they got these little makeshift homes. People built some shit for them. All right. You know, I was, like, happy to see that in a sense, you know, but I've been feeding them. So, like, you know, even though I hate cats and fucking yip-yap dogs and all that shit, you know, whatever, you know. Fucking cats. Like, I'll never forget. Oh, my God, man. So, my boy, my buddy, growing up, Danny B, he had this psycho Siamese cat. And that's what, like, called it, like, psycho. Like, he was just a crazy cat, Siamese fucking cat, you know, like that almost no hair shit. Like, it was a crazy fucking cat. And, like, we would torture other people, like, when they first go to his house, like, locking you up in the room, like, closing the room. And everyone got initiated that way. Like, you got closed in the room and shit. But, like, some people got closed in the room with the cat more than others. Like, I'll never forget the first time being there. And one of our friends, Brian, they were walking down the hallway and shit. And fucking, I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was actually Danny or if it was, like, Joe and Neil, the Twin Towers, the brothers and shit. One of them threw him in the room and closed the door and held it. And you just heard, oh, no! And you heard the cat go, rawr! And just fucking heard him, ah! And he's trying to open the door. He's like, dick! Dick! He called everyone a dick. He's like, dick! Dick! Open the door, dick! And he called everyone a dick. Like, that was his thing. Brian, oh, my gosh. So, he, you know, finally opened the door laughing and shit, and you just heard the cat, it was crazy, and Brian came out with so many scratches on his legs, like deep cuts and shit. Danny's mother was like, what's going on? She's like, oh my God, you guys got to stop doing that to each other. And she, like, you know, putting peroxide on it and fucking, you know. And the father always swore, I'm going to kill that fucking cat. It's like that cat would just attack me sometimes at night. It would just attack me and shit and wake me up. So, I know, maybe it happened once, because the second time, well, whatever, I'll get to it. You gave it away, Miss Blue Knots, I know. So I remember the first time I got left in the room, but it was with somebody else. It was with Brian, again with him. So the door closed, and right away Brian's like, oh my God. Oh my God, Psycho's in here. He's like, oh no. And the cat went for him. Thank God the cat didn't go for me that time. Because there was like two people. The Twin Towers would hold those fucking door. They would close that door and hold it shut, the two of them. And they were big boys. You know, they weren't like, well, you know, you're tall, you're a lot heavier. But they were a little older and they were stronger and they were tall. You know, the Twin Towers. So I'm trying to break the door open and shit. And then it took both me and Brian to pull it open. And that cat fucked him up. But as I was leaving, the cat got a fucking claw on me. Wink! Like right on my fucking calf. That cat was strong. Yeah, that was the only time he ever got me, was that one time. And I'll never forget, Brian was like, oh no. Oh no, Psycho's in here. Ah! I could just never forget, man. That fucking cat. We were scared of that fucking cat. And then one day, we go to Brian's house, because he was just, like, down the block, and it was, like, six of us, and we'd always hang out at his house, because his Uncle Nick lived downstairs, and we all could hang out there, drink beers, watch the games. They had I had a basketball hoop in front of my house. We played there a lot, too, but when we were, like, just hanging, doing, like, derelict shit, then we would be over there and shit. And one day, the cat was no more. I was like, where's Psycho? And that wasn't the cat's name, but that's what it ended up being, the cat's name, because it was just Psycho. We're Psycho. Oh, Pops fucking, it woke him up at night, attacked him at night in bed, and he fucking snapped its neck. He's like, fuck you, and fucking snapped its neck, like, oh my God. Oh, fucking Psycho, rest in peace, fuck you, I hope you're in hell being tortured and shit. What a demon cat that was, and just scary looking too, so for it to be like that, ooh, fucking Psycho. But oh my gosh, that was the ultimate. People get in there, like, no! You just hear the cat, like a roar and shit, but like fucking attacking, and these claws, and it's like, well, you know, now thinking about, why didn't you declaw the fucking cat and shit, you know? Probably the cat wouldn't even let you friggin' bring it to the vet. The vet would get fucked up and shit. That cat was fierce. It fucked shit up. It fucked people's legs up. Brian got the worst, poor thing. His back one day clawed up his back and shit. Yeah, why didn't they declaw that thing? It was always in the house, too. Hiding under beds or just hiding. Like, you'd be walking by and you just see a fucking claw come out. Fucking Wolverine fucking blades on him and shit. Kwa-ching! You have to, like, step over it. That fucking cat, what a demon. What a devil of a fucking cat, man. Evil, evil. Damn, I don't know if I should repack this or what. Actually, I'm coming to the end of this. This has been long enough, right? I'm sorry about the plug for the PAPS. Sorry about that. Maybe it went a little too long, but I'm really serious about that. So I'm taking it slow. Taking it slow right now. I'm not trying to, you know. Oh, let's fucking make $300 million, and then I get in trouble from the SEC and shit. But I would disappear, buy an island, and then fucking, you know, buy a place on an island, and then just fucking broadcast from there forever. And that's it. I'd fly in fucking hookers, fucking strippers, and fucking all the drugs. And I would fly in every listener once a week to party. That's what I would do. Actually, all right, let's raise $300 million. Make a network. As long as, like, I make a network with, like, 4 shows on it, we're good. So that's all we need. I can do that. No problem. You got one show with me, so we need 3 more shows, and I got a network. Good. Let's do it. Let's raise $200 million. All right. Anyway. Yeah, sorry about all that nonsense, but, you know, I'm trying to grow. I did get a Squarespace friggin' advertisement. It was like $50, and I'm like, oh, so, you know, there's like, I was like, maybe next month, you know. I don't want to read for like a minute and a half like everyone else about Squarespace. They, even though they just got like kind of a free plug, but at the same time, if you were going to make a friggin' a website, which one would you use, you know, because everyone heard about Squarespace, you know, so. Oh, I got to live out a childhood dream. Did I talk about this? I don't know. I didn't talk about this last week. I don't think I did. Yeah, I got to live out a childhood dream. And I apologize if I talked about this already. I might have told my wife this, though, and maybe that's why I'm confusing it. But, man, growing up, you know, as a little kid, like 4, 5, 6, 7, we're talking like late 70s, the early 80s, right? You know, there were still things like cops and robbers. You know, you had to play imagination games, like with your imagination and do things. You know, there was no fucking television. There was no cartoons on. You know, cartoons were Saturday morning. Wake up and get some fucking cereal and milk. But like that shit, some Cocoa Puffs, some Fruity Pebbles, some Fruit Loops and shit. You know, on a Saturday morning, that was it. That was it. There was no fucking, no computers, no fucking video games. We had video games, but, you know, you play Atari a little bit at night. That's it, you know, because you're outside playing, you know, cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians, shit like that. So I got to live a childhood moment, a childhood dream. I went to a bank with a bandana on, like a bandit, like a robber and shit. It was amazing. I went in, you know. There was this old black lady sitting over there filling out something, and I was just waiting, you know, 6 feet behind, you know, being a good fucking tech slave, you know, a good fucking brainwashed fucking lemming sheeple. And you know, she looked back, smiled, and I'm like, man, I can't believe I'm living a childhood dream. And she looks at me like, I'm wearing a bandana in the bank like a robber and shit. And she was older, so she started laughing and shit. It was hilarious. But yeah, I never thought I'd go into a bank with a bandana and shit, man. You know, and then I always have a piece on the side of me, but not like, it looks like a piece, but it's not. It's just like tools and shit. But it does look like a piece because the way the handle comes out and the way it's all shaped and shit. So yeah, that was pretty cool. All right, everyone, listen, you know what's coming up next, the top 5 fuck yous, or maybe it's just like top fuck yous, because it's hard to do 5 sometimes, it's hard, not my dick, it's been broken lately, too much information, Mr. Balloon Knots, too much information. All right, it's time for the top 5 fuck yous. Let's see if I got 5 in me. I don't know if we got 5 in me. You know, I'm going to try, though. I'm going to try. We're going to try. The top 5 fuck yous has been brought to you by PAPS. token. Oh, it's going to be so horrible because I hate doing this, but I kind of have to do it too. So if you want to get involved in like kind of crypto shit, if you want to donate to the friggin' podcast, if you want to, whatever, and help out one way or another, go on their website, bluenotradio.com/paps. It's up there. It says Paps Token. Follow the friggin' link. And there's all the information there. All right. So there, I'll spare you from the bullshit. All right. All right. Fuck you, number five. It's got to go to Florida. It's got to go to Florida. Florida just makes us look bad. Like, for real. There was this thing. And Florida always makes us look bad. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why Florida always made us look bad. At least since back in the 50s and 60s and shit. I remember watching a Bugs Bunny cartoon. And Bugs Bunny was sawing off Florida from the rest of the United States. Because that shit's fucking, it's just whack. It's whack in every fucking way, man. It's whack in every fucking way. Thank God for fucking Disney and all the resorts and then for the cocaine fucking trade from Colombia into fucking Miami. If it wasn't for that, Florida, ugh, oh my gosh. Florida, knock it off, man. You guys got to turn it around. Get into it. Snap into it. Snap into a Slim Jim. Or stop snapping into Slim Jim. Something. You got to figure something out, Florida, because you're just making everyone look fucking bad, man. You're making the rest of us look bad, man. So fuck you, number five goes to Florida. Okay. Since I'm sharing too much information. Fuck you, number four goes to single-ply toilet paper. That's right! And you know why. And we're going to leave it at that. Oof, stinky fucking pinky. Number three. Oh, the scrubbing I had to do. Ugh, because I don't even fucking play. I don't, ugh. Ugh. I didn't even realize it till fucking it was too late. Ugh, the worst. Thank God I've been all right. All right, fuck you. Number three goes to these motherfucking squirrels in my fucking backyard. Let me fucking tell you about these fucking squirrels. I got my fucking garden with all my nice fucking tomatoes, right? And this is my first year. I'm learning, and if you got squirrels around, you gotta trim the fucking, it's like the ladies with their bush. You gotta trim the fucking bush, man. So you gotta trim the bottom, let them only grow up top. Like I have like old iron fence that I saved. I have, oh, look at, can you hear it? I don't think you can hear it yet. But I have old iron fence that I used to have around the house that I cut, like, I dug them out, rather, 18 years ago, but I saved the fencing, I had it rolled up behind my shed and shit. And, I got to put that around my friggin', my tomatoes. I just let the tomatoes kind of grow, see how they go. They were like all over the ground. Then I had to lift them up. There was a lot of ones like low, like low. So, I got them up high, but I didn't trim the bottom ones, the bottom branches and shit. And so the squirrels have been eating them and shit like that. Like my first couple of nice ripe ones, those motherfucking squirrels ate it. And they brought it. Like I have a little bench. Like I have a little bench that I put over that I've near the garden. One of those like wood picnic benches and shit. And I put it over there because I like to water the garden at like 1 o'clock, 1:30 at night. Just sit there, drink a beer, smoke a little weed, and just water the garden. I like doing that this past year. And I left that bench there, and these motherfucking squirrels take, and I kid you not, this is for real. I have pictures. I'm pretty sure I kept pictures of it. These fucking squirrels takes it up on the picnic bench, not on the picnic table, on the bench, and fucking eat it there, and they leave like at half, like saying, eh, no thanks, but then they came back and finished it off, and they ate like three or four of them, so then I was like, fucking motherfuckers. So those were like the bottom ones. I cut the rest out. The ones up top are still trying to ripen and shit, but the ones that they could reach, they got them all. And now these little fuckers, these little fucks, these little squirrel fucks, now they're taking the green ones. I see the green ones on top of the bench, mind you, to show off. Like to be like, ah, fuck you. And the green ones are now being eaten. I was like, what the fuck? And there's other ones that's grown, but they're too small. I don't think they're going to make it. I don't think they're going to make it unless we stay warm in, like, the 80s and 70s. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to make it. So I am so, like, fucking squirrels. And, yeah, I'm not going to kill them. I'm not going to go get the 22 and shoot them. I'm not going to do it. I should trap them and then, like, drop them off, like, off a fucking pier. But I wouldn't do that either. But, you know, because they're just squirrels. You know, I don't hate them. As long as they stay out of my fucking shed, first off. And second off, stop eating my fucking tomatoes, man. I had some chili peppers. Thank God they're up high. And two of them came out. I gave one to my wife and my kid. They'll only eat tomorrow. Put in my little salad and shit. And then I have some bell peppers, which they can't reach. Thank God. But I have some other tomatoes now, you know. I got to get that fencing and shit. But I didn't have time today to do it because besides work, I am thunderstorming and I have to put things away. You know what I mean? You know, I got to take down the tent, the fucking this, the that, put everything away so it doesn't get wet because of thunderstorms, all that good shit. So anyway, fuck you. Number three is to these fucking squirrels, stop eating my shit, you goddamn motherfuckers. Let's take this hit. Cocksucking squirrels eating my shit. This fucking shit. I'm just blowing by this fucking... You know what? Fuck you, number two. Goes to... I'm just rolling through this red light. Fuck you. Fuck you, number two. Goes to these red lights at fucking 1:14 in the fucking morning in rural fucking places that no cars are going by. They should just be blinking yellow. We can handle it. We can handle it, fucking county, town, fucking whoever's in charge of this shit, Department of Transportation. We can handle blinking yellow lights till like 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay, we can do it. We can do it. Fucking goddamn it. If I sat at that light, I'd be there for 10 fucking minutes before it fucking changes. And the worst thing is that, like I said, this is like a rural fucking place. Like, when I say rural, there's nothing rural on Long Island. What I mean is just like, it's in the middle of fucking, like, just houses and shit. There's a school right there. And there's like a three-way, but no, a four-way. And it's just weird angled, but, you know, at this fucking time. And there's another one by the highway. You sit there for like 4 minutes. Sit there in your car 4 minutes waiting for a light. That's a long fucking time. When there's no cars coming anywhere. There's not a car to be... there's not a car in sight. And cars sit there. And you know what I say? Fuck you. I go around them and I just blow the fucking lights. Fuck you. There's no red light cameras over here. At least not over here. I'm not in the fucking city, so... Fuck you. Number two goes to these fucking traffic lights that's mismanaged at fucking 1 in the morning and shit. I'm gonna sit there fucking like a dummy for 5 minutes, 8 minutes. Get the fuck out of here. Because I like going down the side road. Wanted to see if the guy was doing his Halloween shit and I was packing the bowl. Packing the bowl, bitch! Alright, that leaves me with fuck you, number one, right? Oh, this one's an easy one. This one's an easy one. I had two babies. I had two kids. I had two boys. I knew they were boys because as a man, I got ball power. I got that ball juice power, you know. I'm not saying if you have daughters, you don't got ball power. But I'm saying you don't got ball power. So ball power is the man fucking chromosome, all right? So that's the fucking T power. You know what I mean? So I didn't have no fucking... No, nothing crazy. You know, you had a baby shower. Fuck you, number one. Ooh, did you hear my fucking voice crack like his shit? Like I'm 14? Fuck you, number one. Asshole, I can't even do that right. Fuck you, number one. Goes to gender reveal parties. What the fuck are you doing? Like you're one up in everyone with your fucking gender reveal fucking parties? Look what's happening in fucking California. A big motherfucking fire. Because of a fucking gender reveal party. What the fuck? What is wrong with fucking human beings? We deserve, in sometimes, I believe it is the planet Earth fucking being like, oh, you're going to be fucking stupid? Here, take this virus. Although the virus was lab fucking manipulated and accidentally released. That's my theory, and I'm sticking with it. But, you know, Yeah, earthquakes and shit and fucking fires and fucking tsunamis and shit. Watch, man. Mother Earth is very, very mad. Doesn't like the way we're gender reveal parties. We're going to fucking burn down a fucking an eighth of a fucking state, and it's going to cross like state borders and shit. What the fuck? Because of a gender reveal fucking party. What the fuck? Fucking people. My neighbors, they had one last year. It was nice. They had like a little popper confetti, a little pop thing. Like it was like a hand thing, and confetti was blue confetti went everywhere. Yeah, it was a little bit in my yard. I didn't mind that. That's nice. Everyone clapped. It's a boy. Oh, that was nice. It was cute. I was happy, you know. I was like, oh, that's so sweet and nice. Because I remember being young, dumb, full of cum, and having a fucking baby that young and shit, you know. So it was nice, you know. That's what those my new neighbors are, you know. And, but these fucking people in California, you know, like, people don't stop. They just one-upping everyone because they got to put it on social media and they got to have the best fucking party. And you burn down a good percentage of fucking California. And isn't it going to, like, Oregon or Washington or some shit? I don't know. I'm sorry that I'm not paying fucking attention. I couldn't believe it. Fuck you people, man. Fuck you people with the social media. That's what fueled this shit. I need to have a gender reveal party even bigger and better. It's a socialite thing. Maybe it's not social media, but it's a socialite fucking retarded fucking mentality. It's just dimwit fucking me, 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 me mentality. Me, me, me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you believe it? I'm going to have the biggest gender reveal fucking device ever. Do me a favor, people. Fucking. You want to save the fucking planet and shit like that? You want to fucking outdo everyone with a fucking gender reveal fucking thing? Yeah. Do this. Fucking put two tables slightly apart. She fucking squats over it, and she pulls out a fucking dildo. Pink if it's a fucking girl. Blue if it's a fucking boy. And, oh, I don't want to misgender it. Then a fucking, a gray or just a glass fucking dildo. Plain. And just be like, this, I'm not sure. It's, we didn't know. We didn't get checked. We didn't check to see what it was. I didn't see what it was. I didn't want to know what my kids was because I already knew. Fucking boys. They're coming out with fucking peckers. I knew that. I knew that. So, but if you didn't know, I didn't want to know, but I just want to throw a party and fucking just like fucking tease you. Yeah, pull a fucking gray, neutral, glass fucking clear dildo out of your fucking twat. Do me a favor, all right? And do that. Save the fucking planet. Instead of fucking blowing shit up, you fucking douchebags. There's a reason why fireworks is fucking illegal and highly illegal in a lot of parts of fucking California. Because it's fucking dry as fuck over there. It don't fucking rain. There's no fucking moisture in the air. There's no fucking like humidity and shit like that. You know? You fart wrong and start a spark. Forget about it. Fucking half of California fucking burns down. Fuck you people with your gender revealed nonsense bullshit. Fuck you. Enough. Enough. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. It's been another week. Another one's gone by. Got another episode to edit and fucking yuck myself to death while listening to it. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you want to support the fucking podcast, there's multiple ways. Hit the 5 stars, the likes, the shares, recommend it, whatever. You know people that like to laugh and, you know, let's just say, not safe for work type fucking shit. People that don't get offended about the word cunt, about things like go fuck your mother. Recommend them. Send them to me. I know it's far and few. But you know what? There's people out there that need this shit. Do me a favor. You know, hook me up in the comment section. Remember, leave fucking a recipe from the internet, like some fucking funky ass fucking recipe and shit. Sharing, likes, and the 5 stars, that seems to be the important shit, though. And if you could share it, of course, I'm going to keep saying it. If you're like, I don't want to admit that I listened to this, but, you know, I got a few extra bucks for you, Mr. Blue Knots, then you know what? You know, mail it to my house. I want green fucking paperback only so I can fucking buy drugs with it. No. Really, honestly, just go to the website, BlueKnotRadio.com. Go to the Paps fucking tab there. Download the Waves wallet. And you could buy Waves or Bitcoin or whatever right on that wallet, right with your credit card. Buy it. I'd say do Waves. Look up the Paps. Make sure that the info, the Paps Waves exchange, the info matches the contract ID that I have on the website. And then alternate, if you just like that Uniswap shit, like you're like, oh my god, I love Uniswap. It's like a purple fucking dinosaur. Wow, what an asshole. It's like a purple mythical fucking unicorn. It's so awesome. I just want to pay a lot of gas fees. But yeah, if you want to donate and help, that's the other way. You know, because you don't want to admit to friggin' listening to this horse shit. I also going to have bumper stickers for this shit. I know I've been teasing that shit for a year, but hey. First things first was the website. It took a year and a half to do. All right, so now I'm like 2 months until the bumper stickers. And I will send bumper stickers out to people if you want to friggin' loiter your fucking area with Blue Knot fucking... Oh, Blue Knots everywhere. Oh, I love it. How about just the bloody fucking Blue Knot? Do we do just a bloody Blue Knot or do we do with a cigar? Maybe a smaller cigar. I don't know. I'll leave that up to the community. I love you all. Until next week, have a good one. Bye. Ciao for now. Au revoir. Adios, amigos. Ciao for now.
New Mob D. New Mob D. New Mob D. First, Mob D, freestyle.
Word up, round up, know what I'm saying? Rapanoid, Havoc, Golf Out Part 3, Gotti, Scarface and Gambino, KB, Ty Litty, Prodigy, know what I'm saying? Money No, word up. The whole clique, Stowo, the infamous shit. Know what I'm saying? Word up. It gets no better than this. Yo, done a feeling this shit. Shit is all feelings. Deep mob niggas rush the studio building. Put the volume up. I drop gems like gold bricks off the world trade. Crushing that weak shit you made. Niggas raps is dirt. Air like pounds of hay. Tap some of this funk. It might blow you away. Killers get hard boiled. Feel my team is in the soil. The turmoil of this street life to which I'm loyal. Vulcans and Klingons come left and right. Faggot space niggas get mad and wanna fight. Once the nilly start popping on shots, it take flight. Unaware that it's drama for the rest of their life. Warrior style, I joust when I reach man evil at the peak hour. Niggas cow and double over, shit is like Olympic. It's war game Barcelona. Peace strife from deep left field, you slept the whole right boulder. Wake your ass up, now you sober. Captain P, you just a suspect soldier. It's real fam, anything your team wanna do. You and your mans just shook part one and two. Your music to me is just amusement. Good humor, frosty ass niggas dance to it. Shit that I kick start your adrenaline to rushing. I gotta hear them all before I even do nothing. You listen to my tape before you come outside pumping. Blood sport niggas in the crowd start thumping. M.O.B.B. got the whole spot jumping. It was like this whole building a flame. It burns shotting cause the bees like that sometime. Cause I can't control it, nah. Running up from behind. My shit jumping in my hand cause I bust mine. And hope to see your ass one more time. I chew that ass and rhyme. It kill you cause the streets is mine. Do this for Intertech niggas, 42 shots fly. Kamikaze brave niggas came to confront. Ah, blink of the eye, burgundy tears, you now cry. We can run up on each other with Max and Bulldog. We can put the guns down, shoot the fifth and slot. We can all get together, fucking swallow the pride. And we can take those and swallow these later that night. Word up, know what I'm saying? Word up to all my grimy crimies. The infamous shit. one love.
Nobody move, play a standstill. You know the drill, cause it's real. Like the Marvin, Shaquille O'Neal. Nigga have laced the track, Shaq banging it ill. No, you get off simply with enough rough shit. Dare another damn team to touch this. Get off it, come off that. Imaginary act and listen to reality rap. M-O-B-B-E-E-P-B like that. Link back, scooping shorties up from they acts. Check it black, nothing fucking with these QB's most infamous. Real live NY State dog entertainers. You can hate us, but can't play us. Be left cold, full of holes, asking why I don't make a sense. Shots and whatnot, come at ya. Leave fake those and raptures. Perhaps you're stuck off the things we got. Beats is hot like fiends, I'll be pulling fucking fans through blocks. What?
And you ain't saying nothing that and I ain't everybody said, rep the QB, see. Killer Black non-stop all day, kid, you know it. Rep the QB, see. Fappin' North, body cheek. Rep the QB, see.
Big shout out to the whole Queen,
Why you faking it? God cast, take that. Let it grow, man.
Come on,
do this.
Come on,
stand back and watch the drama unfold right under your eyelids. Grab ass niggas trying to infiltrate the click in. Wanna be cast, get pushed to the side, done. Bet the QB, word to me, die for mine. So you feminine, picture me trying to let you. Had that ass bouncing like a slug out of tutu. You know the drill. I ain't got a screen, keep it real. You been to the shows, plus you know how we rock. Don't get it fucked up, get that ass stuck up. Raw for the ice, pour some Henny in my cup. Rep the QB. Yo, my money walks while your bullshit talk sells nothing. I'm calling your front, stop bluffing. Provoke a stroke with my 42 seconds of dope. Adrenaline pages flood my notebook. Yo, rapanoid broke the neck off the song. The dawn took a swig, now bring that shit home. I shit bang like the 7mm chrome. And pineapples going off on the fourth. Read the raw report while we extort these devils in the flesh. You settling for less when I'm pulling up my guests. Just to wait for the tech. While the tannoys pump them off stump music. Check out the rap. We get better with time, still shine and climb. We can rhyme and still cut these dimes. It'll be the nighttime, vultures. Swoop down and scrape your plates. Bound from state to state, need to lock your gates.
Word up,
make to do it to
DJ Clue, DJ Clue.
I'm on my tongue, you know what I'm saying? That's falling under. Word up, now watch it over us. Shit is for real, son. ACD, y'all. Word up. Rap the QDC. Lead that shit.
The forecast showers heavy at times with occasional thunderstorms today and a high of 89 degrees.
Yeah, we come through like bulls. See, those niggas taking two fools and pass. Nigga, watch your back once you talk out your ass. I back a 380 in my stash for protection. Family to raise, the world is acting crazy. I never thought I'd make it, it was hectic when I scramble. On point like a knife, I'm taking life as a gamble. Living in the rotten apple, with every chorus rotten. All my niggas rest in peace, you see you gone but not forgotten. Found my main wifey, dead as shady chicks. Official lost boy since the year of 86. And fuck these crooked niggas, I could kill them with the passion. At times I feel like flashing in Jamaica, Queens fashion. You think you can fuck around, but kid, you just thinking. It's over when I'm sober, imagine when I'm drinking. Without blinking, man, I tell your crew like pages. I rip you from the backyards, bar chain.
stands and stages.
A plus, the lyrically superb one. Spitting rhymes off the top of the tongue to burn your eardrum. Rock shit, make the opposite team call a timeout. Knocking niggas three times my size out. Stroud loves what? So when I ain't around, they ask for me. I buckle up and catch wreck like a trap dummy. For the fast money, I get up in that ass money. The fact you trying to test me kind of bugs me. I leave too fed up. Like handicapped niggas trying to get up. MCs get wet up with lyrical gun pellets. I blow up the spot when it's time to rock. I speak out, my voice box to peek out of the 100 watts. Who wanna cipher? I get dumb. Word to my mother, the father, the Holy Ghost of rap run. When the sword said it done, I end the service. Cocked in the type of verses average MCs work.
Yo, big dog, turn the track off. Yo, fake MCs, that's to the rear. Real MCs bring this shit up. No.
Fuck how you feel. Fuck with the lyrical skills again.
My style is milk and magnesia. Clutch the 5-speed and bust them on Demeria. Secure the area. My life familiar is ultimate superior. We don't jack cars, we jack for aircraft carriers. I bounce like trampolines when I be blowing the beans to pieces. Hit them like sewing machines and Jesus. When the shadows of the barrel pointing out my boy Camaro, I get punished like Pharaoh for splitting. You better off singing Christmas carols for Christmas, because I'm on point like bow and arrow equipment. The president of chicken head conventions. I give you a deluxe Ku Klux lynching. I got a headache from the stress excess. Not wearing a vest. 5'11 for being dirty. Courts are 9:30. Yo, Mr. Chief, I made this bitch call police. She tried swallowing the 9-piece, but got a warranty on false teeth. I return like Machiavelli on 18-inch Pirellis. Assault and battery like my palms is ever ready. Sharp as machetes. Matter of fact, a stop from cardiac.
The cannabis brings the sickest drama. Fierce enough to pierce the thickest armor. I smack bitches for trying to suck dick through a condom. Playing with the mic is something I won't do. My only concern when I approach you is to roast you. I smoke you or whoever you standing close to, and make every man in your crew deny that he knows you. Defeating niggas like Seagull Steven, putting them C's in positions to prevent them from breathing. I make you question any and everything you've ever believed in by peeping your deepest secrets like psychic readers. What's the matter with y'all? I splatter y'all against the motherfucking wall with these raw lyrics I catapult. None of y'all got the balls big enough to battle. I go on and on like Erykah Badu. 100 times nicer than the best is. Twice as arrogant as KRS is. Who wanna test this? Fuck y'all, you don't impress me and no one can test me. The MC's so ill, I got A's scared to catch me. All that shit you poppin' don't stop when I put you in a headlock and apply pressure till I crush your motherfucking noggin. I grab mics and push niggas to the left so fast they hearts end up on the right sides of their chest. My hypothesis is that nobody can see this lyrical genius. I got it sold like a seamstress. But if you wanna battle, I'm down. If you got 9 lives, I take 8 of them off your hands right now. Step up and get your neck cut from ear to ear. If you survive, then you can cover your scar with a beard. I'm the illest from Queens to the New Jerusalem British. Anyone who ain't feeling my shit, it can suck my ditties. You need to quit it if you ain't spitting more than 50 bars per minute, cause you ain't in lyrical fitness. Kicking boring raps with metaphors, it's whack. All of your motherfuckers need Nordic track to get your weight up. Fucking with cannabis, you get ate up. Beat down and sprayed up just for bringing my name up. Been rocking longer than niggas twice my age. Back in the days before Bob Marley was rocking the fade, before Honest Abe signed the paper that freed slaves, before Neanderthals was drawing on walls and caves. I existed in the Garden of Eden, getting lifted, sticking dick to Eve before she was Adam's mistress, before Christ created Christmas. I've been in lyrical fitness. The cannabis is spitting till you spitless. 50 bars of total sickness. You won't forget this. I'm putting every whack MC alive on my shit list. Verbally vicious, telekinetically gifted. Took you a minute to exhibit that I'm sick with it. Now you tell me who you think is damaging shit. Going once, going twice, sold to that nigga named Cannabis. Me and Mr. G's A plus, a phone doctor hopping after Huey helicopter to super chop ya. Group home and death squad.
Back, man, Charles Soup. The Lost Boys. My man Garnett. Universal. Word up.